welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. This is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beat On Air Network. Caleb is here with me. Sam's back in the box making the music. How is everybody doing today?
Well, we got a lot to talk about.
Got today. A lot to talk about. A lot happened last night here in the city of Denver. Well, didn't happen here in Denver. It happened about 2,000 miles away in Orlando, but the Denver Nuggets. I know I said this is against my rules because this is an all-football talk show here on Inside the Huddle, but I have to do it for the hometown guys. The Nuggets are headed to
the conference
finals. Guys, came back 3-1 again. Again.
Yeah.
Doing the business.
Not a huge NBA guy. But
me either.
It's definitely an impressive thing. We're going to save it because we're going to be talking about it on the press box.
That's right.
Here in about an hour. Mm-hmm. So actually about an hour and a half.
we have a lot of, you know, football to talk about today. Some football headlines I want to go to. Actually, I want to start with you, Mr. Caleb, and probably the biggest football headline there is today. So would you like
right.
to go through that?
I've said it several times. I've said it for like the last 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
Make it week three, make it week four, whatever it is. But the Big Ten has officially are going to play football in the fall starting October 24th.
That is amazing. I just honestly, I can't see an NCAA college football season without
the Big Ten.
Not even just the Big Ten. I mean, think about Ohio State,
yep.
Michigan, the classic programs that are up there, dude. And for Dabo Sweeney as a person to come out and say that it wouldn't make a difference in a national title if the Big Ten wasn't a part of it. Excuse me?
Yeah, yeah.
Ohio State's got something to say about that national title every single yep. year. You're going to tell me it's going to be the same if they don't have something to say about it? No, he's just on the easy winning train.
Let's break this down a little bit here. And I can't believe he comes out and says that because maybe not the whole entire Big Ten's there like the SEC somehow magically gets to do every year.
Yeah.
But let's talent. Think about it. Michigan's always in the talks. Mm-hmm. Ohio State is in the talks. Penn State is in the
there
talks. Wisconsin is
yep.
always in the talks.
Mm-hmm.
When Michigan State's actually having a decent season,
yep.
they're in the talks.
Iowa likes to upset people all the time.
Iowa. Think about it. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at this. Minnesota, they had an impressive
yeah.
year
yep.
last year.
Yep, you're right.
I mean, we're talking about a lot of teams here that have mm-hmm. the chance. And, yes, I'm a huge Nebraska fan.
Right.
And granted, they don't look greatest right now, but if they get that program turned around, they could be in the top 10 of talks. So you're going to tell me that you're not playing for the college football playoffs? I think that's really wrong to say.
No, absolutely. I mean, and if you really go classic, you know, look at classic Nebraska. I mean, nobody wants to play that, you know, back in the day when Nebraska and Texas and Oklahoma running that Big 12.
Yep.
Serious, you know. Colleges that vie for a championship every year for you to say it's not going to make a difference. Think about it. Back in the day, USC had to say something about every national title there was.
Yep.
The Trojans are always there. Nowadays, Oregon's normally got a little part to say. A few years ago, Stanford had something to say. You know, so for you to say the Pac-12 doesn't have enough, I'm a little more on that.
Yep.
But
even if you said the ACC. I would have even agreed to that. Granted, I'll give credit to Clemson. They
yeah.
are a fantastic football
team. But
that's
it.
But who else in that conference is there? Nobody.
Now,
so for you, for somebody to come out and say the Big Ten's not part of it, needs to reconsider a few things.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a big headline today, guys. A lot of people know the Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders, finally get to open that luxurious stadium they consider the Death Star. In Allegiant Stadium. Now, everybody, if anybody doesn't know, Allegiant is an airline. So they got a ton of money. it also says Mercedes-Benz on the side of that stadium as well. And we know how much money they like to throw around. But this stadium is...
They might
as
well just throw Lamborghini on the
side.
Right,
dude. This stadium is a monstrosity of a building. We before the show, we were trying to look at it on Google Maps.
Oh man, the thing's huge.
It's huge, dude. Just a lot that they are on. Sitting across from Mandalay Bay, across the highway there, just staring at money piling in, you know?
Yeah. Well, money staring at money, right?
Money staring at money, dude. It's just who's got more of it. So it's amazing to see, you know, the way they go. And speaking of very intricate and exotic stadiums, did you get a check at SoFi Stadium this weekend where the Rams and the Chargers play?
I did not, but you actually showed me a video.
It's
a beautiful stadium.
Man, the Megatron board inside apparently has been set up to $5 billion, dude.
And it looks like a 22nd century.
Dude, they're talking about 50 screens at about 75 to over 200 inches wide.
Say what?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, dude, it was ridiculous, and they rotate as screen, like it's intricate.
And don't forget, it's all in 4K.
Yeah, yeah, Wi-Fi, everything's good. You know, it's smart TV.
I'm sure there's some way you can probably do the whole screen mirroring right to it.
Yeah, dude, that's I thought when I seen the 50-foot. Or 50-yard screen in the AT&T Stadium.
Oh, that thing's huge.
You know, it's 50 yards wide. Like, well, I thought that was just amazing. But
you know what's going to come out of this? Samsung's going to come out with a TV that just takes over an entire wall in your house.
Just takes over the wall?
That's going to be the new trend that just comes out of this.
How much money do you think Samsung got for that? Jeez, dude.
Probably out of that $5 billion.
They walked into that meeting at Samsung and said, "Hey, we need a scoreboard that just rotates." And they're like, "Oh, no problem."
Nice screen.
A little Asian or a little whoever guy, little smart dude in there was just like, "Yep, no problem. We got this." You know, they come out with some $5 billion, huh?
I don't even.
Yeah, we could do that.
Out of that $5 billion, probably 3.5 of it went to Samsung.
Yeah.
And then the rest went to go paying employees.
Yeah, for real. That went to build it. Sam, yeah. You have a very interesting headline for us today. A little fantasy deal.
Yeah, so it was a big week one. We saw some injuries happen. Notables, Le'Veon Bell, Philip Lindsay. The latest one is Michael Thomas. He suffered a ankle sprain in the game, and they were suspecting it was going to be a kind of week-to-week thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's coming out that it's looking to be 4 to 6 weeks is about the approximate time that they're expecting to not have him. One notable from this is Michael Thomas has only ever missed one game in his tenure in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I think that is an incredible stat.
But...
crazy.
We'll get into it here in a little bit in our fantasy. We're big fantasy guys here. Well, I am. Later on, that's a big fantasy blow for any fantasy owners that have him, because a lot of people don't understand if somebody is doubtful for, say, Monday, you more than likely as an owner are going to sub him out. Then Monday at 3:00, before the 7:00, 8:00 game, they say, "Oh, he's healthy." Yeah, well, you just lost out.
Like they did with Mike Evans this week.
Right. Oh yeah, I'm sure everybody sat him for the weekend, switched him out for their secondary, their number two or number three wide receiver that they probably didn't want to, which has probably got you more points than Mike Evans anyway, because he didn't do much. But
I know it was only a one game sample.
Yeah.
But New Orleans really struggled to get yards in that game. I think Brandon
their defense won
100 yards catching.
Yeah, their defense won them that football game, honestly.
And
Tom Brady's pick six.
Let's not forget who's that quarterback here. I mean, you got Drew Brees, you've got a man that loves whipping the ball around, and to tell you the truth, yes, Michael Thomas is a crucial loss to the Saints. I wouldn't say it's a horrible loss either, because you have a chance to get other guys in the game, see what they show, get your rookies in there, kind of do everything, and let Drew Brees take over. And don't forget, they just signed that deal with Alvin Kamara. So watch this offense kind of get going. And right now, it's good to see that the defense stepped up, because that was the Saints' problems in the last few years. So we'll see what happens.
Yep, we will see what happens. On the other side of the break, guys, this is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com. We got Broncos talk coming your way.
Great radio you're looking for, then you're in the right place, because at GoMileHigh.com we have tons of shows discussing sports, news, politics, entertainment, community affairs, and much, much more.
Awesome! Tom's awesome!
And don't forget, if you miss out on one of your favorite shows, you can always access our archived episodes at GoMileHigh.com on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This moment of uncontrollable laughter was made possible by a 32-year-old man with little to no coordination, attempting to execute a simple cartwheel. His name, Sergeant Warner. But young James, our laughing friend here, simply calls him Dad. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad.
Hoodie, young Papsy, we must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur, on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But, sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Popsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. Ah, GoMileHigh.com.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend? Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Colorado sports fans. You're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man. Live in the now.
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beat On Air Network. Caleb's still here with me. Sam back there making the music happen, baby. Guys, I said before the break, Broncos talk. Man, tough weekend for the Bronx. Guys, I really want to dive in a little bit about the game. And Sam, I know you're a big Bronco. We knew there was some questions with this young rookie offense. Okay, I think Jerry Jeudy stepped up, did himself a good bit of favors. You know, this weekend,
kind of.
You know that open drop ball didn't really do him very much.
No.
But I think the big statement was how the defense played with no Von Miller. Yeah, Bradley Chubb was very quiet. I mean, very quiet meaning didn't do anything. But, dude, the backups stepping up.
Yep.
Itachu doing all. Look. Josie Jewell, boy, putting a lick on Derrick Henry.
Doesn't this story sound kind of familiar here?
Oh, you mean like last year?
Well, not like last year, but like another team in Denver.
Oh.
Doesn't this kind of sound like the Avalanche in a way? Get hurt, you bring in backup guys, and they step up. In this case, for the Broncos, it didn't quite work out with the W, but, I mean, in this scenario, having guys, key guys go down, and some of the backups are stepping up.
Honestly, people are saying that, well, Denver should have won the game. They should have won the game. Honestly, they were down what? Should have been down 12 points. Should have been what?
They should have got beat.
It should have been what? 14 because they missed. What that dude miss? Three kicks? Three, six, nine?
Three kicks and an extra point.
So he missed three kicks and an extra point. So yeah, he left 10 points out on the board, honestly. So it should have been 26-14. This game shouldn't have been a 2-point game, honestly. In that case, I would have won my my spread, which, golly, Gostkowski. I get you got a hamstring injury, but come on.
Just nail it.
Dude, just, yeah.
Or bring the punter out.
Would you have been so confident in to say, hey, man, we're gonna send you out there to hit the game winner after you missed three and an extra point?
No.
Like, are you kidding me? Like, I was asking people, does that guy have a job on Tuesday? After hitting a game winner?
Maybe because of his name.
Do they go back to Rocky Top, Nashville, and say, hey, this is our guy?
I don't think it really matters on that side of things, because he's coming off a hip surgery. And a hip surgery is like one of the more vital pieces of a kicker. They need their hips to work right. Mm-hmm. He just hasn't got the swing yet, but, you know, he's undoubtedly probably going to be a Hall of Famer, probably first ballot even, because he's a kicker.
Yeah. Because of the career he had.
He's got the rings to back it up, you know. He was on the right teams.
Thanks to Tom Brady.
I do think he'll get it together. I don't think, you know, that's what he's going to be like all season. Maybe I'll be wrong, but I think he just has to get his leg, you know, the leg motion back.
I want to throw this out there. I actually think the defensive, MVP was the former Titan, Jarrell Casey. What do you have? Four blocks off the line, you know, batted balls down. He was getting to Tannehill. He was disrupting things. The bad part about Denver was they planned their game so much on stopping Derrick Henry. Stop Derrick Henry. Stop Derrick Henry. Stop Derrick Henry. But forgot about.
Should be the game plan.
It should be a game plan. But when you have a quarterback and an offense that runs 70% of their pass plays in play action, why are you not sitting here worried about that as well? 75% of their play, their passing plays on Monday night.
Why not make adjustments at halftime? I mean,
even there, that's fine. Even there,
destroyed, just destroyed by the play action in the first half.
Tannehill's 80.
You come out and you don't change anything.
Right,
you're still biting on every time the run fake comes. The linebackers, the safeties come up and bite, and all of a sudden the guy goes behind them. They get an easy chunk play.
As last year, as an efficiency of 87% on play action pass, they know what the heck they're doing. You know what I'm saying? So why would you not game plan for that? Yeah, I got stopped Derrick Henry. Yeah, okay, you stopped Derrick Henry. But what'd they do? They started faking it to Derrick Henry, and you couldn't do it. You couldn't do anything.
You know what that is team age. You know, they are the youngest team in the league, and that shows. You know, the immaturities are showing through.
I mean, I'm with you that they're a young team, but this
also
is playing
the NFL.
This is the NFL.
You should be on top of your game.
You need to be on top of your game. You came out of college ready for this.
Yep.
This is what you wanted to do.
That yeah, the college game and the NFL are different.
I'm with you. Yep. I'm a big college guy. You know that. I'm completely with you.
If it's not the player's fault, wouldn't that make it John Elway's
fault? But I'm honestly going to say, if there's any position in college football that gets you most ready for the NFL, it's playing linebacker.
Okay, but, you know, and I know we all gripe about it every time we had him, but no preseason did a lot. No preseason is affecting these guys. Yep. These are jitters that they should have had out in the preseason, but there was no preseason to have it out. There was hardly a training camp.
Yep.
It's an odd year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got to adjust.
But they knew this.
I don't think it's a fair.
They knew this 2 months ago. Having preseason.
I know, but
yeah.
They need preseason. They have to have some sort of preseason.
No. This just sits here and proves. You need preseason. Yep. Yeah. Everyone says, oh, it doesn't mean nothing. It doesn't mean nothing for you as a viewer.
You don't need four. That's what I think.
It doesn't mean any. Well, okay. So three is good for you.
Two.
But that's what I'm saying. It doesn't mean anything for me and you as a viewer.
No.
We don't care because no one's playing. But it means so much for those organizations that are getting those young players reps. Yep. Who cares? They get to play an entire football game. It doesn't count to see where they're at. You know,
me playing against you on the
D line or wherever against me and you because we're on the same team. When I'm not gonna play you the same. You know,
it's one thing to watch film. It's one thing to see it drawn out on a whiteboard.
But it's another thing to run
see
to play
it live action to see what these actual people are reacting to.
Yeah,
the motion of their bodies.
Yep.
The steps. You know, the movements they're taking, mm-hmm. and it's all reactionary, mm-hmm. and. Not having just that kind of glimpse of how fast, because the NFL is a lot faster than the college game.
Oh, a lot faster.
And, you know, they hit harder. Everything's, yep. I mean, it's the NFL for a reason.
These wide receivers come in here thinking, oh, I got speed. Yeah, so do these corners.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Speed, but guess what? Yes, we'll lay you out right
here. I'm about to say Jamal Adams, top safety in the league, runs a 4.440. Go ahead. I mean, the dude's got – he's quick, dude. Go ahead. I mean, I don't care if you're Robbie Anderson running a 4.2 flat, smoking down the field, bro. Jamal Adams is going to catch you. It's just, you know, they're gonna beat you to the ball or they're going to just do how they go. Does this give you any concern that Kansas City, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas all won this weekend and Denver lost?
No.
Los Angeles beat Cincinnati, which I think Joe Burrow should have took his first game. You know, sorry they have Randy Bullock kicking the football there. I mean,
sorry that he's playing for the Bengals.
Hey, but he about won his first game with a rushing touchdown. You got to give it to the man. Honestly, he's got a good offense, got a good bit of weapons to use there. Does this give you any concern? Already starting 0-1 with the rest of the teams pulling out a win. You know, Las Vegas beat Carolina. Kansas City obviously beat Houston. And Los Angeles beat Cincinnati. Do you guys have any concern right now?
I'm going to say no in the sense of it's still early.
Mm-hmm.
Now, later on today, I'll state, is the season already over here in the next show? But there's really nothing to be too concerned about right now. Obviously, the offense is young. They finally got some an opponent other than themselves. The defense needs some improvement. I mean, not having Vaughn there does hurt. But, you know, who's that corner that just went out with that injury? He came.
For Denver.
Yeah. What's his name?
Ojemudia. Bryce Callahan.
I'm looking
right.
AJ Boye,
that's right. Okay. My bad.
You know, once he gets healthy, that'll definitely help. It's just all about just seeing what you can do when you actually play them in person. So when you do play Oakland, you know, beat Oakland. And I know that sounds kind of basic and simple and easy, but take advantage of when you play
the
them in person.
Are you in any concern? Here we go, soundbite.
That
That's my answer.
Do they beat the Steelers this week before we get out of the segment, guys?
I think they
do. Do the Broncos beat the Steelers?
Yeah, Caleb. I think they have a good shot at it, especially if they fix those little minor things. I think they have a really good shot at it.
Sam?
I don't know. I mean, the steel curtain is
this is a big steel Big Ben's back
this year, but I don't know if the Broncos offense has the firepower.
Listen.
And I watched Ben Roethlisberger drive down on a 2-minute drive, and he looked like old Ben
tearing
at
up
an old age,
tearing up rookie corners, and that's
just
all Denver's got.
I still don't
got.
Know if our defense can hold up, so I'm going to say that the Steelers are probably going to snag this one.
Awesome. That's it, guys. We will be back here in just a moment on Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beat On Air Network.
If it's great radio you're looking for, then you're in the right place. Because at GoMileHigh.com, we have tons of shows discussing sports, news, politics, entertainment, community affairs, and much, much more.
Awesome! Tons of awesome!
And don't forget, if you miss out on one of your favorite shows, you can always access our archived episodes at GoMileHigh.com on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This moment of uncontrollable laughter was made possible by a 32-year-old man with little to no coordination, attempting to execute a simple cartwheel. His name, Sergeant Warner. But young James, our laughing friend here, simply calls him Dad. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Act.
Pretty young Papsy, we must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Popsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. Ah, GoMileHigh.com.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend? Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Colorado sports fans. You're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man. Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
And we are back, Denver, here live in our studios here in Lakewood, Colorado. Guys, this is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com. Caleb, as always, Sam, and I'm your host today, Squirrel. Guys, there is some NFL matchups this week that I would like to go over with you guys and see what we got in the brains of the talent around here, you know, as our sports analysts that we have all around our studios. Big game Thursday night. Joe Burrow comes in, comes to Cleveland, goes to Cleveland.
Big favorite.
What's the number there? Do you have the sports book stuff? I would have it on my phone. My phone's up there.
I don't gamble, man.
You don't gamble?
No, I'm sorry.
So, man, oh man.
But the
man said he doesn't gamble.
No,
not a friend of mine.
Sorry.
You're good.
But we can definitely talk about fantasy favorites.
Okay. We can definitely talk about that. Who, who wins this game? Does Cleveland come back from their horrible showing, you know, against a great team last week in Baltimore and Lamar Jackson and company? Do they beat young Joe Burrow and this nifty-tifty little Cincinnati offense?
So this is a tough one for me because I'm debating both sides. I think Cincinnati has the better shot.
Mm-hmm.
But I say this. If Cleveland had
You think Cincinnati has a better shot of winning?
Yes. But I believe if Cleveland had fans, Cleveland would have won. So that's my narrative. I think.
So you're saying the fans do make the difference.
I do. I think in this one scenario here, if Cleveland had the fans to rattle Joe Burrow, you know, scream his name, make as much noise as they can, do all that fun stuff that you do at football games,
right.
I think that would rattle Cincinnati. But because it's going to be pretty much a quiet stadium and they're considered the road team. I think they have a better shot at winning this one this week.
Okay. Give me a top fantasy stud for Cincinnati and Cleveland.
Well,
let's start with the
one out of Cincinnati will probably be Joe Burrow.
Okay.
No matter what.
25 points?
Maybe even 30.
Does he match what he did last week?
I think he can.
Okay.
I think he has a chance to even boost those numbers. Maybe even get 28, 30 points. You know, the big name quarterback numbers.
Okay.
Just this week. Now, I will say this.
Playing when against it comes a to, shoddy Cleveland defense.
When it comes to, I've done this as a fantasy player, and I've seen this. The Monday and Thursday night games don't drive up the scores as well as the Sunday games do.
Well, it's because they're on TV and they're worried about messing up.
Well, I mean, these other games are on TV.
But
I'm just saying.
Everybody's staring at them.
It's just a weird feeling.
Yeah.
It's different. I've noticed that. But as for Cleveland, really don't know much from Cleveland because they've always been the trash of the NFL. But I'll go Odell Beckham Jr.
Ooh,
I think he has
Odell has a week.
I think he can.
Maybe Nick Chubb?
Nick Chubb's a good another one. But are we playing? Are we doing player defense or are we doing team defense?
Well, I'm talking about Nick Chubb as
the running back.
The running back from
My
Cleveland.
Bad.
Yeah.
I was thinking of another Chubb.
Yeah. So moving on to Sunday, we're just going to run through a few, and then I'll stop at some to get some fantasy. This isn't a big fantasy game. New York, Chicago, obviously Saquon Barkley is going to probably take that. I don't think Mitchell Trubisky is going to have the week he did last week. So I actually think New York's going to take this game. I think Chase Daniels is actually a pretty good quarterback. Or Daniel Jones, excuse me, is a pretty good quarterback. Had a great throw to Darius Slayton last week. These are the 1 o'clock, 11 o'clock for us here in Denver. Atlanta, Dallas. I think that's gonna be a shootout. That game right there. You guys need to circle. That's gonna be 30.
Both
30s and 30s.
Yeah,
you know.
I have Dallas probably being the favorite in that one.
Detroit, Green Bay.
Green Bay.
If Aaron Rodgers stays on his little train, I think he's gonna tear them apart. Tennessee, Jacksonville.
Tennessee, sure.
Do we know? I mean, Jacksonville looked good against Indianapolis. I'm a big Colts fan, and man, they made that defense not look very, very good. Was it a fluke? Was it just first week jitters?
It's hard to say. Again, we didn't have no preseason. I just like the favorites of Tennessee. I think Derrick Henry will do his thing, and I think they'll clean up what they did from Denver, and it'll be a better showing the second time around.
Okay. Indianapolis, Minnesota.
I like Minnesota in this one.
All right. I can't blame you the way Indianapolis played this past week against probably the worst team in the NFL. I think Buffalo's going to run down Miami.
Yep.
Miami's going to be the Dolphins are going to be scratching for the surface of the water because they're going to be drowning. San Francisco's going to run through the Jets. They're struggling in the backfield. They just signed Ballage, if I'm wrong. They just signed Ballage.
I have a game right here, this next game, this L.A. Rams versus Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I think Philadelphia has a chance to come out there and get the win on this one.
Really?
Yep.
After losing after going up 17 points and losing that to Washington last week?
Yep.
You think Carson Wentz comes out with Miles Sanders?
Yep. I don't know. I'm having them as more of a hot take, like, hey, watch out for these guys to come in here and steal the game from LA.
I'm going to be on a different train. I think the Rams finally have gotten stuff together. They played Dallas's offense very tough. That defense played very, very well. Aaron Donald is a force to be reckoned with. And Malcolm Brown has come out as a stud here, above Cam Akers. Still got Cooper Kupp. Still got Robert Woods. Jared Goff is $30 million man, which just shocking.
I'm just saying there's just a slight possibility.
Okay.
I could see it happen.
All right.
Obviously, I understand why L.A. is the favorite, but I could see an upset on the horizon.
Two more.
Carolina,
Tampa Bay.
I think I like Tampa Bay in this scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tom Brady cleans up a few things
for
Tampa, and he goes out there and
I don't see Tom Brady throwing two pick sixes back-to-back in 2 weeks.
No.
I think he definitely makes those mistakes. He's getting really – the offense is full force. They're allowed to do every single thing. So, and then we'll go back to the home last game, Denver-Pittsburgh. I know we talked about it a little bit last week. Let's just go back over. I think Pittsburgh takes this. Big Ben, he said earlier this week, he said, look, they got a lot of rookie corners. Expect a lot of balls in the air. James Conner's a little bit injured. I think Benny Snell Jr. is going to come in, take that over for him. But I think Pittsburgh probably does about the same, about a 24-16 game. I think
I'll go with you on this one.
That Pittsburgh defense is just hard to score against.
My only note of is I'm totally with you. I think Pittsburgh has more of the veteran presence, has the experience. But if Denver can get a run game going with Melvin Gordon
is Phillip Lindsay's turf toe? He's got turf toe, am I wrong?
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. Depending on how he feels on that by Sunday. If you can get the run game going, I could see this being a little bit tighter, but if that doesn't happen, we could be seeing a 0-2 start for your Broncos.
Yeah, I'm with you on there. I think Pittsburgh beats Denver. Moving on to the 4 o'clocks, which are 2 o'clock games here in Denver. Arizona, I think, is going to beat Washington. Arizona is very strong, very tough.
Yeah, this one
beat out San Francisco. Which
this one actually looks weird on the docket, both being 1-0.
Yeah,
because you feel like they should be 0-1
both of them. Yeah, times have changed.
I don't know. I'm actually kind of going for the Washington football team here. They're kind of a.
I don't know. I think Kyler Murray's got too much.
I just
too many things.
I think I'm more going just because of like them as because of their name. They're just kind of being like, here, we're just the Washington football team. But I think you're right. Arizona probably has the better.
Yeah. No doubt here. Kansas City going to run through the Chargers. It's just Tyrod Taylor starting. Am I wrong there? Which Justin Herbert, I think, should be taken over the ball.
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Before we go too far here, and I know we're breaking down each game, but
go Chargers, go.
That's right. But who really in the AFC West has the best chance of taking out Kansas City?
I mean, Denver. That's about it. The Chargers don't have too much. I mean, I could see the Raiders if they stay on this. I mean, Derek Carr looked great. Josh Jacobs had a heck of a game with 3 TDs.
Okay.
So, I mean, they looked good against Carolina, dude. But, I mean, it's Carolina. Let's see what the Raiders do this week.
The only reason I'm going to say Kansas City doesn't roll over L.A. is I'm going to go on the notion that when you play conference, the games are always tight. They're close. You're playing for the top
I want to see what Vegas does against – New Orleans. I want to see what Drew Brees comes into this stadium and see what Vegas actually has to offer.
Yeah. I mean, you think about it. You said that they beat the Panthers, but it was like they hung in with the Panthers.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
It was 34-30. I don't know.
That's
I mean,
what I'm saying. I mean, they beat the Panthers, but it's just the Panthers.
I'm not a Chucky fan, so.
Oh,
I'm just going back on the Kansas City note of against L.A. You say it's a rollover. Yeah. I think it's going to be a little bit tighter than
42-14 rollover. Yeah.
Nah, I think it's going to be a little tighter than that.
No. I mean, Cincinnati shut down Eckler and that offense, dude. So
I think it's going to be a little bit closer than that, but
okay.
We'll let
I think Baltimore's going to put a little hurt on Houston, that defense. It'll be the same as the Kansas City game. That New England Seattle game is going to be a great one to watch.
I like Seattle.
Yep.
I think they're the better team, and then finally the Saints and
coming in to the Allegiant Stadium. Yep. And look at this. Tickets as low as $642. I'm sure that's nosebleed too.
Yeah. I like New Orleans. I've always liked them. I like Drew Brees. I know they have injury, but I like them better in this game.
Sorry to say, old Oakland, new Las Vegas. You're not gonna get a win on your first game in that new stadium, guys. We're gonna take a quick break, and fantasy studs. Fantasy duds coming up, squirrels predicts, and waiver pickups coming up here in a few minutes. This is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Be On Air Network.
If it's great radio you're looking for, then you're in the right place. Because at GoMileHigh.com, we have tons of shows discussing sports, news, politics, entertainment, community affairs, and much, much more.
Awesome! Totally awesome!
And don't forget, if you miss out on one of your favorite shows, you can always access our archived episodes at GoMileHigh.com on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This moment of uncontrollable laughter was made possible by a 32-year-old man with little to no coordination, attempting to execute a simple cartwheel. His name, Sergeant Warner. But young James, our laughing friend here, simply calls him Dad. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the...
Hurry, young Papsy. We must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur, on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But, sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Popsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. Ah, GoMileHigh.com.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Colorado sports fans. You're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torching yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
We'll be right back.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the last segment for Inside the Huddle today. Coming up is the press box after this at 4 o'clock on the dot with Mr. Caleb as your host. I will be your co-host, and Marty will be sitting in with us as well. Guys, I want to do a few things before we get out of here. I'm a big, I don't know how much I got to say it, big fantasy guy. Whoa. Yeah, it's pretty.
How big again?
Oh, man.
Quadruple big?
Yeah. So I'm in, six, seven leagues, which is probably amateur for most.
Seven leagues?
Yeah, which is pretty. No, it's actually kind of amateur for some of these guys. I know four of my friends are in 12.
Bro, I got
that's
that.
Like drafting like every day. Like, no. I mean, think about it, dude. How many different combinations do you got? You got to think about.
I know.
Like,
and then you're getting confused between which league you have what players in. And then some leagues you have the same player.
Yeah.
Ah, man. I feel for you, man. I did the whole multiple leagues at once.
Right.
And it ended up being me focusing on one league.
So last week, your top fantasy earners were Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers. Josh Allen was up there.
Really?
Yeah, he had about 30. So some guys that are coming up this week that obviously, you know, if you can get Aaron Rodgers on the waiver wire, I'm going to tell you to not do that. Do not really?
Do
that.
Not listen, pick up Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers will throw you, and I know there's a lot of my wife's family, my entire wife's family, plus my wife is – Big Green Bay Packer fans, and I know some of them are watching. I just seen that they were on. But Aaron Rodgers puts up a 30-point fantasy game 4 out of the 16 games. He is not a 30-point fantasy quarterback. 20 to 25 is his range. It's where he normally sits. Some games he's under 20.
Which hurts.
It hurts. It's just how he has been, how he's done it. He's only projected 19 this week against Detroit. Is he going to get more than that? Yeah. I say he's got 25 to 30 in him this week. But do I think he gets over 30? No. Unless he has the same game that he did against
What would
Minnesota.
In your mind make him have a 30-point game against Detroit? Is it
he's got to have
off defense, I mean?
Well,
or
yeah,
is it?
Of course. I mean, Detroit game. Look. They gave up 3 touchdowns to Mitchell Trubisky in the fourth quarter. You're going to do that against – he's going to do that against Detroit in the first half, honestly. And then he's going to slow down. He's going to let Aaron Jones – I think Aaron Jones is going to have a lot to do with this game. He didn't have too much to do with last game, but Detroit always plays him tough. Chicago plays him tough. Minnesota plays him tough. You know, it's that division out there.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson's projected 25 against Houston. We could see that. Patty Mahomes is projected 24. I think he's going to hit way over that against the Chargers. You don't think so. They're saying Dak Prescott is going to have a heck of a week.
Hold on. Let me back up a little
back
bit.
Back it on up.
So, do I believe that Mahomes will have a good game points-wise?
Yeah.
Yes, but I still feel like the game's going to be close.
Okay.
That's just my hot take. I should write it on the board. LA keeps it close against Kansas City.
I'm going to throw this out there. Top fantasy earning quarterback this week I think will be Josh Allen.
Really?
I think he's going to rush for a touchdown against Miami like he did. I think he's going to throw for 3. He's got Diggs out there, John Brown. Zach Moss is out there catching balls. Devin Singletary is also doing work. So I think that they have a very high-powered offense and a very good defense. Their defense is ranked number 1 this week, of course, because they're playing Miami. They only have him projected at 20.8 points, which I think he's going to hit 35, nearly 40.
So I have 3 guys in my mind right now that could be the potential to have a really good week this week.
Quarterback.
All right,
points. Let's hear him. Are you guys listening to this?
Okay. My first pick will be Drew Brees on Monday night.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be there because, like I told you about before, Monday and Thursday night games tend to be weird. My second pick, another weird game. Thursday night, Joe Burrow has a really good chance.
Okay.
And then the Sunday night, Russell Wilson, has a really good chance at being a top.
He had 35 points or 32 points last week.
And
great.
Those are my three picks. I'm a little bit more biased to the Drew Brees because he's always my top fantasy guy.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow, it's more of a take on it.
Question
just has a potential.
Sam,
question. Do we see Tua this week? Do they start Ryan Fitzmagic?
Yeah, they started Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I'm saying do they this week after his two pick sixes and I think another pick?
I think it just depends on Tua's hip. I mean, you hear he's healthy and he looks good, but are they just at a smokescreen? So I think it really just depends on his health because – that was the rough injury to come back from,
mm-hmm.
and he hasn't really ever played football since. So
I give it to
get him out there, get him hit. You know, they might be worried about that.
I give it to week four.
Week four, wow.
To get him in
so
there.
So it'll be 0-4, and then he gets to start. Cool.
Yep. If he throws a pick in the game, I don't think they'll hold back from letting him come in then.
Okay. Let me give you guys a few fantasy studs for this week coming up in the run game.
Okay.
Derrick Henry is going to have a bounce back week against that horrible Jacksonville defense. I think Dalvin Cook is not going to have a good weekend. Alvin Kamara, 3 touchdowns in him. Saquon, I think, is going to do some work. Josh Jacobs, I actually think, is going to have a good weekend against New Orleans on Monday.
I like the Penn State guy.
Saquon?
I do. I think Saquon is due. I think he's due for one.
Yeah?
And I think he's playing a team that he could do it on.
Kenyon Drake is another one. If you have him, make sure he's starting. And
let's see. Hold on. Let me double check.
Watch out. Jonathan Taylor is going to take over the workload in the backfield for Indianapolis.
Yep.
Good running back there. Let me look at some wide receivers for you guys.
Can I just state out and just say Julio Jones?
Julio's going to have himself a weekend. DeAndre Hopkins is going to have a 30-point game. 30-point
a quarterback stat
game. They are saying Allen Robinson's going to be one of the top fantasy earners, and I don't think that's even close. I don't like Allen Robinson at all. I think he's way past his prime. His golden years were back in Jacksonville.
Now, as a fantasy user, one thing I find the hardest out there to do as in getting points-wise is I think the hardest points to get out of is as your wide receivers.
Yeah,
they're the hardest to get points out of.
I think Robert Woods is going to have himself a weekend again. Against that Philly defense. Smith-Schuster.
Juju.
And let me give you a waiver pick that will change your weekend.
Okay.
Chase Claypool, Pittsburgh wide receiver, going to come here in Denver. Well, in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And it's going to be showtime. I want you guys to watch for Chase Claypool this weekend against Denver. Boy, oh boy, he's making a name for himself in the NFL.
Oh, God! No, God, yeah. Please, no! 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 Yeah, no!
It's going to be bad. It's gonna get bad. Let me give you a few tight ends this week that are for sure. Mark Andrews, make sure he is starting. Make sure he is on your team. I'm gonna jump off Zach Ertz, and I'm going to jump on the train of Dallas Goedert. You know.
Okay.
Goddard's getting the plays, he's getting the time, he's getting the targets, and he's getting the yards. So why spend so much on Zach Ertz? You know, even in FanDuel or however you want to do it, why spend so much when you can take a second tight end of the same team who gets?
Do you trust the quarterback is the question.
No, I don't trust Wentz at all, but I trust Goddard to catch the football.
He got that this week, but you know. I don't trust Wentz enough to play Eagles players.
Another tight end I think you should start, Evan Ingram. the Giants. He is going to
he's a big target.
He's big target. He's playing Chicago. I put in T.J. Hockenson. This week, Green Bay does not do very well against tight ends. Their defense.
No, Hockenson tore him up.
Hockenson tore him up last year. He had 17 points last week. So that'll be a one to watch. A sitter. Sit Rob Gronkowski.
Sit him.
Sit him, dude. Sit him. I'm telling
just
you right
drop
now.
Drop him.
Yeah.
I mean, no. He's a good backup at the moment. Until he has another few games where
he
doesn't do
terrible.
Any.
He doesn't look like he's in football shape. He doesn't.
He played New
like
Orleans
he
defense.
Play football.
He played New Orleans defense, dude. Come on.
Drop him.
Okay. Listen Sam
me,
says
you'll,
drop
you'll,
him.
You'll be right if you listen.
Sam
to me.
Says drop him. Get rid of him.
Even though I think I have him on one of my teams.
A tight end that has to be on your team has to start. Darren Waller. Ladies and gentlemen. Breakout season last year. Going to be doing it this year. However, he's going to be, you know, top one of the top tight ends in the league. So, we are out of time here today, guys. I want to thank everyone, Caleb, Sam, and obviously myself, Squirrel, for having ourselves a show today on Inside the Huddle. All football, the ultimate football talk show here, right on here. GoMileHigh.com. This was Inside the Huddle, ladies and gentlemen. Squirrel, Caleb, and Sam. We will see you
later
tomorrow. There is a show coming up right after this, the Press Box. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us on GoMileHigh.com, and you will hear us next.
If it's great radio you're looking for, then you're in the right place. Because at GoMileHigh.com, we have tons of shows discussing sports, news, politics, entertainment, community affairs, and much, much more.
Awesome! Tom's awesome!
And don't forget, if you miss out on one of your favorite shows, you can always access our archived episodes at GoMileHigh.com on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pretty young Papsy, we must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur, on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But, sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Papsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. Ah, GoMileHigh.com.
Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
Live from the Colorado Media School campus in Lakewood, Colorado, the premier radio show on GoMileHigh.com, this is the Press Box.
Welcome to the Press Box on GoMileHigh.com.
If it's great radio you're looking for, then you're in the right place.
Apparently, we're going to commercials already. Hello, goodbye. Welcome to our show. I'm here with Squirrel. I'm here with Marty. I'm here with Sam. I'm Caleb. Welcome to today's show. And we're going to start off with headlines. Sam, take it away. Oh, no, I'm doing that. Do we got headlines?
There were some things going on in sports today that will make your brain fall out of your skull.
Because I've got nothing here. You're giving me baseball and hockey, and I got my keister blowing in the wind.
It's sports.
All around the clock. Sports all the time.
That's the concept of the news.
Oh, that's never going to work. That's ridiculous.
All right, let's start off with you, Squirrel. What do you got going for us today?
Man, oh, man, I just want to tell you that the Las Vegas Raiders are going to be opening up, finally, in their new stadium this week, guys. They get to play in that monstrosity of a Death Star stadium they consider home in the Allegiant Stadium right there off of Las Vegas Boulevard across from the gambling capital in the world. So, man, it's just exciting to see. I can't wait to see the views and everything that happens there.
Yeah, definitely want to see the inside. That's what makes a stadium so unique, is seeing all the fancy gizmos, and what makes the stadium so unique inside.